to school as a
student, pupil.
And the members of the city council, are they in Chicago? Or at least in the small, even more important than that, what about in the small,
Alderman?
Yeah. Now,
mayor, governor.
Who are the, at a lower level, these people go around and ring the doorbells and ask
how many man precinct captains?
And you know the name of that Catholic university up on the north side?
Catholic university. Oh, Mundelein.
Not DePaul.
Mundelein.
Another one. That's one. It starts with an L. DePaul, Mundelein is another one up there.
Uh-uh.
And Ola is the end of
it. Loyola?
Yeah.
Is that a Catholic university? Loyola?
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Loyola was the founder of the Jesuits.
Oh.
Ignatius.
Ignatius, we have it here on 12th Street.
I think his name was Ignatius Loyola.
Oh.
I think that might have been his last name.
Loyola or Loyola? L or Y?
You pronounce it both ways, have you?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. How about someone says, what's your nationality? Well, you're of Polish descent, but you'd say, I'm what?
American.
You say it in a sentence, so
I am American born.
How about a name for a person born and lives in the country? Call him a what?
Lives in the country?
Yeah.
They call him Hicks.
Okay. Any other names? Especially for people who come and live in the city. That's right. That's the kind of thing I mean. But anything, ever called anything else besides Hicks?
Not that I know of.
Okay. No. How about the man who delivers? What's Dennis's occupation? He's a what?
He's the mailman. Delivers mail.
And what about, what's the name of the man who picks up the refuse in the street, the man who picks up?
I mean, garbage?
Yeah, what do you call it?
Garbage men.
And if someone's in a big hurry and you're, you want them to wait, you might say?
Just wait a minute.
And if you're on a train coming into this city, and you want to know the distance into Chicago, you might go up to the conductor and say, "How? What is it?
How far is this place?
Is it to what the city?
To the destination."
Okay. If you want to know how frequently someone did something, you might say, "How
often?"
Someone says, "I'm not going there," and you agree with the person. You say, "No, I'm."
I'm staying in.
I'm not.
I'm not going anywhere.
You agree with that person, and you want to show that person that you feel exactly the same way about. You say,
yeah.
I'm not
interested.
Would you say either am I or me neither? Or
you would
like
say
that.
If he says he's not going there, well, I'd say either am I.
Okay.
Or I'm not either. Either one.
And what is this? This is my
forehead.
And this is my left ear, this is my
right ear.
And if I let my whiskers grow, I grow
a beard.
And this is my
lips.
Or all of it, the whole
mouth.
Yeah. And one of these is a
tooth.
And more than one are
teeth.
And above the teeth are
The gums.
And this is the one of my hands.
Palms.
And if I make a what?
Knuckle. Fist.
And two of them are?
Fists.
And I have a pain. pain
elbow.
In my, yes, but all
wrist.
Of the, yes, you say I.
The arm.
Pains in my
arm.
Yes, but you might say the what of your fingers, the
knuckle.
Where they come together, though, like
knuckles.
The, yes, or something else, though, for your elbows and your
joints.
And this is my
chest.
And these are my
shoulders.
And if a woman is, or a man gets around a lot, you know, really quite lively, you'd say that person is really what?
A person.
Has a lot of
pep.
Energy, yeah.
Energy, pep.
Okay. Say that, but would you say peppy? Might you use that?
Well, yes, and you could say a lot of energy.
Okay. And if a person, a man came in and picked up your television set all by himself, say, my, he's certainly...
strong.
Okay. You'd never use stout to mean strong, though. What does stout mean?
He's